they're so naughty and so complex.
Listen, I'm in big trouble. You know anything about computers?
We share our wisdom with those who seek it.
I reckon you know a lot about cyberspace.
MajorGeeks.com presents the Technology Geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by MajorGeeks.com. MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet. Offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch. Internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
I'm a geek.
Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Good morning, everybody. I am your host for this hour of technology news, information, calls, help, humor, whatever. Mike Rayo with me, Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon, the Geek Boys.
Sick. Morning.
Sick?
Sick.
Got a little cold, do you?
I got a big cold.
And I see we're practicing safe microphone. There are these new gigantic foam covers on the microphone. Of course, they didn't clean anything in here, but at least we've got new microphone covers.
It's probably everybody in the studio got the cold, and then they're like, well, maybe we should put these back on.
Spray mine with Lysol. Hey, what are we doing today? Today, you know, in the news, all over the news, the last couple of weeks, is all of this thing about MySpace.com and how your kids are being inundated with not only just pornography now, but they're being solicited online. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. We've been talking about this since a year ago.
Yeah, it's like, thank you, press. It's only been around for 2 years.
Yeah, but now it's important. It's funny because one of my predictions that I had done a couple of weeks ago, although I kind of reviewed them quickly last week on this show, one of the predictions that I had done on the this little national media thing I do is the big one was something's going to happen and the government's going to finally get involved and the press is not going to let go of this. This will be one of the top two or three stories of this year, barring any other big natural disaster or outbreak of war or something. This is going to be one of the biggest domestic issues, I think, coming up this year. So we want to talk about it again. What you can do to protect your kids, what's out there, probably more than anything, because I don't know that we've really dug into that, you know, what kind of things are out there that your kids are going to trip over or are actively involved in, things like innocent things like internet messaging.
You didn't make any predictions like California dropping into the ocean or anything like that. You just
No.
This prediction.
Technology prediction.
This will be a big story, I predict.
Yes.
It's not actually a Casey-esque, you know, type of
Edgar Casey,
yeah.
And no, the sleeping prophet. Yeah. We've got the Geek of the Week song. I've been in a coma, my wife thinks, for quite a while. But Geek of the Week software pick. We've got our website of the week, which is actually a very engaging site. Have you seen this site? You'll have
Absolutely.
To take a look at this because
Absolutely.
I'm on the site and I'm looking around. And I'm not going to give away what the premise of the site is, but I look up and I'm like, I've been on this stupid site for about 14 minutes, 15 minutes. And when you realize what the site is, you're like, what the heck is going on? I'm sitting there clicking away. We've got some announcements to go over. Of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. You want to get involved in this conversation, how to protect your kids, what is out there for your kids, if you've got stories to tell us, or if you have just a computer question or computer problem, give us a call. And let's see, that number again, 421-9325. But now, as always, we go to Tim and the news. Is it Tim this week or Jim?
No, it's me. Yeah, just looking at Jim. He's got that look like I'm going to mess with him.
Team.
Thank you. We were discussing, you spent a couple weeks talking about digital television. Bush has signed into law legislating setting February 17, 2009 as the date U.S. broadcasters must end transmission of analog television signals and move to all digital broadcasts.
Okay, oh, yeah.
For a sound effect. There
oh, it there it is.
Yeah. Now, this move from the upper 700 megahertz spectrum band will free 60 megahertz of wave space for auction to mobile wireless carriers and 24 megahertz.
Microsoft, Yahoo.
Agencies.
Novell.
Yep.
Oracle. All those guys, and here's what's going to happen. Internet is going to be very, 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 very cheap or free, just like it's getting to now with the limited technology we have now. But now with broadband over the air using the FM frequency band, the television band, going to be very, very cheap.
Yeah, if
not
free. If internet became free, the government would tax it $40 a month.
Yeah, well, something will happen.
Yeah.
It has been tax-free for quite a while. I think that, not to be too political, but change of administration, if a Democratic administration gets in, either in Congress or the presidency, I think you're going to see internet become more widespread and more expensive, though, because it will be taxed.
Maybe Al Gore will run after all. He invented the internet.
But, yeah, this is definitely one good thing, Republican or Democrat, although I think most of the listeners of this station are Republicans or conservatives. But regardless of your political affiliation, the internet is something that is going to expand. Both political parties have it very high on their agenda, but they just have a different approach. The Republican approach is very traditional, marketplace, stay out of it, don't tax it, let it flourish by not burdening it. The Democratic philosophy is, we'll help, especially in rural areas, and we'll tax people in the more heavily populated areas at the expense of the rural areas so we can get internet everywhere.
Robin Hood.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, this upper 700 megahertz band would allow wireless signals to travel 4 to 5 times as far as existing mobile phone signals can. So this will be great for just the cell phones. I'm sure you guys know. I'm always amazed. I've got this great cell phone, and I'm running around. I'm always going, what? I lost you?
You hear me?
All this technology, and that's what you got.
Yeah.
It amazes me.
Well, you know, speaking of that, like rural areas, like South Dakota was trying to get cell phone service, and, you know, it costs $250,000 on up to build cell phone towers, and you'd need like 1,000 of them, 1,100 of them to cover South Dakota. But then some brilliant guy figured out, hey, you know, if you take a weather balloon and you attach the electronics to it and just float it up there, and then, you know, you have a bounty. Once it passes over the state, you drop it. You give somebody a bounty to go pick it up, and then you start the process over again. You know how many weather balloons it would take to cover South Dakota?
649.
Three.
Oh.
And they cost $50 a piece. they're starting to do this. They got the idea from the government. The military uses this for cell phone service in war areas. Honest to God.
Oh, wow.
And it works great.
Now, how about this? What are we talking about here? I'd like you to tell me if it sounds familiar.
Okay.
Several vulnerabilities in a browser, the most serious of which could allow a remote attacker to execute arbitrary code on an affected system. The most severe impact of these vulnerabilities could allow a remote attacker to execute arbitrary code with the privilege of the user running the affected application. Other impacts include the denial of service or local information disclosure. Guess which browser this is.
Well, it sounds like Drive-By Downloads Internet Explorer.
Exactly.
Safari.
Well, Mozilla software, including the following, is affected. Mozilla web browser, email and newsgroup client, Mozilla SeaMonkey, which is new to Firefox web browser, and the Thunderbird email client.
SeaMonkey.
Now, we have long since said that, you know, the Mozilla stuff is good stuff. But to think you're running it, because it got so popular, it got to the point where I heard people repeating over and over again, I use Firefox, I'm secure, I'm safe. No. Anytime you send data back and forth,
somebody's going to get around to it. Plus, I think you're more exposed with Mozilla because as it gets more popular, and as Microsoft, which spends millions and millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, attempting to secure their products, Mozilla's an open architecture system. The source code's available to everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's no way to, once the cat's out of the bag and people start going after it and trying to get into your computer through it, it's over because nobody's going to be able to protect you.
They do say one way you can get around this is to disable JavaScript if you're using it. Major Geeks, for example, does not offer the JavaScript version because part of what makes Firefox safe is the fact that the JavaScript isn't included in the one that we post for download. So something to keep an eye out
for. The big misnomer there was ActiveX components. When Firefox first came backing up, spyware companies were using ActiveX components on web pages to install spyware. Firefox didn't necessarily see the ActiveX components, so it was technically safer at the time. But
The problem is that you couldn't run a lot of stuff because of that. Java, for example, you know, try to get into a banking website without Java. Yeah. You have to have it.
So eventually you have to add those features if you want to be compatible, and when you add the features, you're now vulnerable.
Right.
Yep.
And speaking of things we've been talking about, this announcement puts an end to 2.5 years of speculation of seeing the likes of Symantec, McAfee, and Trend Micro brace themselves for Microsoft's entrance into the market.
Ooh.
Windows OneCare will be released in June. Home and small office users can buy the software over the web or in stores for $49.95 for a year three seat subscription, which would mean if you have three computers at home for $49.95, you could put this on all three machines.
That's not too bad.
That's, no. I've seen a lot of that lately, and that's nice because most people have more than one computer. So if you want to go out and put Norton Suite on there, it's $120 on top of everything else to legally put it on both machines. And since you have a serial code and you need to update over the internet, you can't easily put it on two machines, which always seemed kind of wrong to me.
What about bloatware, though? How bloated do you think it is?
I ran it. It's not bad. It's definitely not... I would say it's not as bloated as, say, Norton's is, but
no.
there's some bloat to it, but it's also in beta, so we'll have to see what the final product
is. It's also a bit trimmed down.
Right.
It's good for the, at this point, it's real good for the average user who has nothing, but there are products available that have more.
Right.
$50 for nothing.
Well,
that seems
better. $50 for better than nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's got, right. It's got some antivirus, it's got some backup solutions, there's some things in there that are nice. But there's other products right now that do it a lot better.
Beautiful. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your calls again at 421-9325. We're going to get to our feature a little bit later in the show. What is out there that your kids are being attacked with? Most people have heard of these sites, AOL Instant Messenger. What's the other big site there? MySpace.com, all of those sites. We're going to talk about those and what kind of dangers there are for your kids. We'll have the Geek of the Week software pick, our website of the weekend, and some announcements. And again, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. We'll be right back. Go ahead. Take us out.
Hardy.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's the Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390, WFBL.
With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343, 866-815-2343, or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do, and don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Look at that computer. That's the way you do it.
Look at that computer and hey, push the button so our microphones are on now.
Testing.
That's how radio works. 421-9325, you're listening to the Technology Geeks. Mike Rayl, Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon.
If they could see us, they'd never tune in.
Well, I got my brand new Geeks hat on. And I'm keeping the, you know how they do that when you win the Super Bowl? I'm keeping the tags on it and everything because I am psyched. Of course, every time I smile, the hat pops right off my head because it's a little tiny, but that's okay.
they don't make hats any bigger.
I mean, you got a giant dome. Well, it's all those brains that I have in here. My wife says it's you got a big head because of, you know, ego. But
hey, these are pretty cool. You can find them on MajorGeeks.com under the Geekware link to the top right. They're, what do you call those flexi hats? They don't have the snaps.
They're called flexi hats.
Cool. Look at that.
It's true.
We're just going to have to staple it to your forehead to hold it on there.
Oh, yeah, that'll help. You know? Just like my hair.
Yeah. Exactly.
We could walk around with the headphones on.
I thought that was that new Lee press-on hair, you know?
Oh, boy. 421-9325, 421-WFBL. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we will talk about MySpace, AIM, things that your kids are... Well, actually, being invaded by sexual predators and things like that. Hey, front page of today's paper. We'll get to that, too. How did that guy do what he's doing? It's on the front page of today's paper, just what we're talking about today. And, of course, that the press has been talking about, the national press, for the last couple of weeks, because I get questioned on it. I've been questioned on it 10, 11 times over the last 2 weeks, and I'm saying, you know, we did this on our show 4 or 5 times already. Exact same story that 2020 is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, hey, did you see, ABC's, Nightline? Did you see that? Yeah, I see. I did a story about it 6 months ago. Really? Yeah, really. Yeah, too bad you weren't paying attention.
I know somebody that met a guy over the internet, left her husband and moved out of state. That was 5 or 6 years ago. This is all old news.
Yeah.
I better make sure my wife's still there when I get back.
But
Who would blame her?
But well, we're worried about the kids, of course, and we want to keep this in the forefront because now that there is some momentum behind it, let's keep pushing on it. Hopefully things will improve. Let's see, what else we got here? We got some announcements to get to a little bit later, and you got another humorous story over you.
This one, I enjoyed this one a lot. Ice Cream Man convicted for video game piracy.
Hmm?
Exactly. William Agnew from South Lanarkshire, United Kingdom, was sentenced at Hamilton Sheriff Court after admitting to the offenses. 4,000
6 months in the cooler.
Yep. Not bad. 4,000 DVDs, CDs, and games, PlayStation, Xbox, and PC were seized during a raid on the man's business premises. The goods, if sold new, are estimated to be worth in the region of $100,000. So they say the next time your ice cream man asks you anything else with your popsicle, he might not mean a can of Coke.
You want something else with your popsicle? Yeah, you got Doom 4 in there. Very funny.
Yeah, I like
push
that.
Push up a golden star.
421-9325. 421-WFBL is the number to call. Website of the week. I wanted to go over this. Who picked? Mel, did you pick out this website? This is addictive, this stupid thing. It's www.gwimp.com.
Almost Gump.
Yeah. Well, and you feel like Forrest Gump after you get off this site.
Yeah.
It is the world's smallest website. It is only 1/4 inch square. Now, Mel wrote it up this way. There's no way to make it bigger. No, there's no way to make it smaller. But that's okay. www.gwimp.com. Now, every time you click on it, it does something like it has a block in there.
Mm-hmm.
On this little tiny 1/4 postage stamp size square.
Jim's like looking at the website right now. He's got his face right up to his little 12-inch monitor going.
And they have like little animated things that you scroll
That's
through
great.
It and it's different every time. All of a sudden you're...
I just noticed he's got 1/4-inch haikus.
Yeah, and I've been to the world's smallest bar, but this is a new one for me.
Yes.
Down in Key West.
Look, he's still playing with it. That's what happens. You get addicted to this thing. It's one of the coolest sites that I've ever been to. It's www.gwimp. Gwimp.
You know, that reminds me. I got a website I got to find for you because we're mentioning the MySpace stuff and keeping your kids safe. And Well, I found a website the other day, and it was the MySpace.com Awards. And basically what it was is he took pictures of people and then compared them to superheroes. And I'm talking, these people had just these weird hairs and stuff, and they would look just like a superhero next time. I got to find
that
thing.
It was in our way off base.
It was the most hilarious thing you ever saw. Cause they looked just like cartoon superheroes.
Did you ever watch that, the Super Friends when you were a kid?
No. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? That guy has got
The
announcer guy.
Oh, the Moist?
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice. Oh. Aquaman's eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he can't do anything. He's got no superpowers.
Yeah, Aquaman was pretty lame. And Green Lantern was a lame one, too.
Yeah, I never understood him. Yeah. He had a ring.
You've been bad. I'm going to show you my green light.
Yeah. Of course, everybody had those superpowers when mood rings came out. So you saw that green light on your wife's mood ring, you're like, all right, you got superpowers. I'm just staying away.
I always feared the black.
Yeah. Okay. A lull in the show. Here we go. Always love that. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. Looking at the cover of today's paper, couldn't have been a better timing for this.
I'm disgusted just to read it.
Isn't it? The DA, ex-Oswego Parks boss. It's Oswego.
I got to buy some real estate in Oswego. It's got to come back, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be at an all-time low.
For our listeners in Oswego, please call and tell us what is going on in your town. Please. Ex-Oswego Parks boss sought sex with three minors. Now, how did he get involved with this? Well,
instant messaging, right?
On the internet. Okay.
Say it isn't so.
Yep. According to the Post Standard, 12, 13, and 17-year-old girls selects. He was soliciting them. He did it via emails, of course, which leaves a trail, which wasn't really too smart. Typical. And, of course, instant message emails, things like that.
Well, these people think they're anonymous on the Internet. They have no clue. They're as far from anonymous as you could possibly be.
Oh, yeah, you can be traced. In fact, one of the best and the first, actually, I think the first Internet crime units in the whole country was in Oneida, the state troopers barracks, out of the state troopers barracks in Oneida. Very well known now.
Right.
I worked with them to help set that up many, many years ago. It was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's just like if you're sitting in your house right now, you have a home address. If you log onto the internet, you have an address. And if you're on broadband, Roadrunner, DSL, it usually doesn't change, which means you have a pretty much a permanent IP there's obviously some ways around it, but in general, without knowing what's going on, being an average guy chasing little girls around is just stupid.
Well, he's not an average guy.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
He's a bad guy.
Just stop right now and let's tell all the politicians in Oswego that's wrong. Stop.
Yes.
Enough.
Absolutely.
I'm almost starting. It was funny for a while, but now it's just getting sad.
Well, it is. It's very sad. And these are just high-profile people. I don't know that this would necessarily make the papers if it was an ordinary citizen.
It would make the papers if they met them and something happened. The kid disappeared. The kid reported it to the police, anything along that lines. That would make news. Yeah. But this thing happens probably all the time, and you don't hear about it.
Right, absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to talk about what you can do to protect your kids. But first, the first thing we have to talk about is what's out there. And one thing I want you to think about during the break, listeners, is these are the people who got caught.
Mm-hmm.
What's your kid doing? Are you watching them on their computer? Because if you're not, you've got big problems. More than likely, you have a risk of big problems if you're not monitoring what they're doing, because not everybody gets caught. In fact, most people do not get caught.
Another important thing, too, like I've looked at my son's MySpace website, and he kind of represents himself a little different than he really is. And so you have to figure your kid's probably representing himself a little different than he is, and so is everybody else. Because everybody on the Internet likes to have a persona. Everybody has an Internet persona. When you go on the Internet, you can reinvent yourself, and it's a great thing.
Yep.
So if your children are reinventing themselves, lying about their age, who they are, well, the guy on the other end could be
he's praying the mayor on that. He's counting on that, actually. Mm-hmm. The person on the other end is counting on that. And speaking of that, if we had an internet persona, why would you guys go from what were you before you picked geeks? Because that's just, hey, we want to be cool. We want to be known on the internet as famous people. How about geeks?
I need
that's a great idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, my wife's real happy about it.
I needed to upgrade. I was a repo man.
421-9325, 421-WFBL, how'd your keys smell? WFBL is the number to call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's out there, what the problems are, what your kids are attracted to, why they're doing what they're doing, and what they're up to. Believe me, we're speaking the truth when we say this. The numbers are extremely high, verified statistics. So you want to listen in, hear about what the problems are, and a little bit later we'll get to what you can do, what the solutions are. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The technology geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the technology geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Is that monthly internet bill starting to really break the bank? When you can surf the internet for $9.95, why would you ever pay more? That's right. At USA DataNet, you get unlimited internet access for only $9.95. There's no setup fees, you get unlimited email addresses, and a high-speed dial-up connection. With USA DataNet, you receive the same fast, reliable internet service you get with a big-name provider, but for a fraction of the cost. And those aren't the only features USA DataNet offers. There are no contractual commitments, and USA DataNet provides a friendly, full, technical support team to answer any of your questions. So now, you can get the same internet for a much better deal. Go to usadatanet.com to sign up today. See for yourself why so many people are turning to USA DataNet for their internet service. Don't delay and keep throwing your money away. Go to usadatanet.com and join today. USA DataNet, the same internet for a much better deal. With the retail deregulation of electricity over the past several years, it makes sense for your company to purchase their energy from a third-party supplier. If your business does not choose a third-party supplier, the only alternative is to purchase your energy from your local utility under the rates the utility charges. You don't get to negotiate with your local utility to try and get the best price. You pay what they say. New York Energy is your customer-oriented solution to the turmoil in the deregulated energy market. Con Edison Solutions chose New York Energy to manage and deliver their energy in upstate New York. That's right, Con Ed Solutions, the company that provides energy and industry-leading service at the best possible price, can be your energy provider. New York Energy, backed by the financial strength and stability of Con Edison Solutions, can power your company. If you want the best in power for the best value, you need to call New York Energy right now at 866-815-2343. 866-815-2343. Or visit them on the web at nyenergy.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions, the right choice to power your business.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
0. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Well, I bought it up. Brought Windows home and tried to boot it up.
And our memory is not enough here because we're all 40-plus guys here at MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks. I'm your host, Mike Rayo, with Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon, and a lot of paper here in the studio. We were going to talk about online soliciting the internet community and how teenage kids in particular are at risk on that internet community. Also, I think, what do we have? We have a rebuttal from...
Oh, from Gus?
Gus, yeah.
I've long since maintained that there's geeks and there's nerds.
Right.
Gus is a nerd, and now we're going to see why. Go ahead, Gus.
Well, apparently what happened is Gus got very upset during the break because we didn't know how the Green Lantern...
He was a little offended that we didn't quite understand
his power.
That we really thought he was nothing but a Green Lantern. So, Gus, hop on.
I just want to go back. The whole concept of the Green Lantern was whatever he thought, it would come out of his ring. Like, if he thought of a gun or something, it would come out of his ring, he could use it. All his powers were, like,
imaginary.
His mind power.
They're imaginary and green.
Exactly.
So
I'm afraid I didn't know that, so I stick to what I originally said.
There's geeks and nerds.
Go to any Star Trek convention, you can see the difference.
Still kind of weak.
You go to Star Trek conventions, Gus? Yeah.
No.
You've been to
I've been to one.
My
never tried drugs? No. Well, once.
You play Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
No. What do you play?
Video games.
He's a pseudo nerd.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's out there?
Porn.
Well, the first one is MySpace.com. MySpace is a little internet community with blogs and things like that. And when you get on MySpace, you can set up, you know, put pictures of yourself. You have friends. One thing I've noticed is a lot of people who are on MySpace do. They embellish teenagers. Mm-hmm. They embellish their credentials, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, kids will say instead of being 16, they're 19. Mm-hmm. Instead of being in high school, they're in college. Just some statistics that are out there now that people need to be aware of. 1 in 4 kids is exposed to internet pornography even though they're not looking for it. In other words, it comes to them.
Seems like an awful low number.
25%.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 in 5, 20% of all kids on the internet, these are kids under the age of 18, anywhere from 12 to 17, are sexually solicited online. Okay, let me say that again. 1 in 5. Okay, that means your kids are being sexually solicited online. They want to hook up, a date. They don't know who these people are, usually, right, on the other end as well.
The one thing I've been saying since I can remember is that the internet is X-rated. Several parents have always come
up
to me.
It's beyond X-rated.
Yeah. It's not PG-13. It's not R. The internet is X-rated. And
anything
goes. If
your
kid is on there, you should be monitoring them. There's thousands of ways to do that. You can, you know, get a router to shut down the times at which the internet can be accessed. You can put software on there. You can put special browsers on there. You can even use monitoring applications in the background that log all the keystrokes, so you can come home at night
and see what
and
your kids
see
are
what
up
the
to,
kids are doing, or even have those emailed to you. But some way you should be monitoring every minute that a kid is on.
You can also disable, like in the most instant messaging programs, will allow you to go into the options and you can select only allow people on my contact list to mm-hmm. reach me, which would eliminate somebody who would probably go out and try and spam, say. I mean, the best way to pick up a couple of young kids would be to go out and spam 1,000 of them. If you spam 1,000 of them with something, a handful of them are going to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just basic numbers. So if you have it shut off so that only people who are on your list can contact you, that is one small way amongst many to help out.
Yeah, parental control is a very important thing. Parents out there that are listening, though, what they're doing is our grandparents or anybody, you know, in a supervisory role, they're saying, you know, my kid knows 100 times more about computers than I do. So how I'm completely lost. Well, here are the areas you have to monitor. Let's set the web browser aside for a second. You have to monitor their email, which means you have to limit what mail they get and how they get it. Well, how do we do that?
I don't know.
there's a couple of programs.
You're fired.
There's a couple of programs out there that can help with that, but you're going to want some very, very specific anti-spam protection and something that would eliminate the keywords. You can do that with Outlook, but there's programs like K9 that will filter the mail so that any specific keywords, it just deletes the email and the kid would never see it. I'm sure that there's some sort of cyber sitters and
other. Yeah, cyber sitters, cyber patrol, One Tough Computer Cop. They're all out there, and if you do get a content blocker, you do have to watch the email. But that's one area that I think is often overlooked. Internet messaging, automatic messaging, MSN, mm-hmm. Yahoo messaging, AIM, which is the biggest one. Kids talk there. They talk in their own shorthand or their own slang.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know what they're saying. You have, you know, my son's got a list of friends. There's hundreds of them on there. He doesn't mm-hmm. have hundreds of friends. And some of their screen names tell me that they're not people I want him talking to.
Right.
You know, XXX booty.
Yeah.
That's not a name that I want. And that just sounds funny, but it's true. And it's
probably a kid next door, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, or the Parks Commissioner.
Keeping in mind that some people come up with some really stupid names, you also want to keep in mind, if you're going to look at something like that, the AOL has millions and millions and millions of users. So your person can't have their plain nickname. They can't have, you know, so a lot of times there's numbers and letters in there that could look weird just because you can't get the name you want, because
right.
there's just millions of names being used up. So
my solution to this is, if you can't get something that you're comfortable with that can block messaging, or you catch your kid trying to circumvent that messaging, take messaging right off your computer.
Mm-hmm.
They can't have it anymore. They want to talk to their friends, pick up the phone. One other thing that I want to point out, even with people that are approved to be on there, friends, neighbors, relatives, you'll find that when you're instant messaging, kids in particular will be much more bold than they would be when they were communicating either over the phone or face-to-face.
Does your kid have a cell phone? The Razor has AIM built right in.
Yep.
I can log right on to Instant Messenger through my cell phone now.
Yeah, a lot of kids have Instant Messenger on their cell phone.
That's impossible to monitor.
School, yes, it is. So schools with Internet, for example, they've tried to block Instant Messenger, and the kids find ways around it.
Do it through web pages.
Yeah, you can do it.
They find a port schools, that's open, and they reassign it to that port.
Many schools were blocking AIM that AOL set up a web page that you can go to and chat through that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They put them on there. We'll get people in our forums all the time. We usually delete them or just respond that we can't help them with information. And it's one of two things. We get these frequently. Somebody looking to circumvent their company's security or their school security. Since we don't want to be a party to that, we close it and tell them we can't help them. But there's people out there looking and figuring out how to do it. You ask around enough places, there's plenty of places that are going to give them that information.
Right. Right, and that is a problem. So to recap, you're on email. You probably can get something to block or protect you from email. Tim brought up that you can have email services that will only allow an approved list of contacts. If somebody new comes in, the email gets routed to you.
Right.
There are content blockers that do this, too. The email gets routed to you. You decide whether that's an approved person or not, and then they're allowed on your child's
choice
list.
Choice mail, stuff like that. Where they have to. It also cuts down a lot of spam because most spam is automated, so you never see it because it sends back and says, you got to type in this letter, you know, these letters or numbers to verify that you're a real person. Obviously, it's not a real person. There's nobody there, so they never get approved. You never see the spam. They're great. They can be a bit of a pain, but they're real great.
Mm-hmm. Now, Instant Messengers, you know, my advice to people is, you know, if you want to take a crack at blocking Instant Messengers or trying to limit your kids' access to just the people that you want them to chat with, that's great. But it's very, very difficult to do. I haven't found anything that I could do successfully. My advice is if you're worried about who they're chatting with, take it off your computer. Don't permit it to run. I get a lot of flack for that, but I haven't heard anybody come up with, oh, well, we can protect you and we can make you safe. You know, AOL, I don't want to pick on them because they're at least making a concerted effort to protect their content if you go through the AOL client. The problem is, once you have an internet connection, you can bypass AOL altogether. But they don't really block AIM that I can see.
No. I've also noticed a lot of people, and I've told them not to do it, where they use user accounts. So everybody in the house has their own account. Well, that means you got to log out, log into their account or multiple accounts to check this stuff. I don't recommend it. And the other reason is if they catch spam or a virus or a Trojan, it doesn't care that you have user accounts. It's going to find its way from account to account. And if you've got system restore on, it's going to find its way into that. I'm not a fan of it at all, using the user. And it's a harder way to watch your kid because he's got his own separate thing.
Right. Before we take a break here, let's do that on the break, is talk about that. Having separate accounts, there's two things that happens. First of all, the kid gets a little bit more privacy, can change their password.
Mm-hmm.
They can make themselves administrators. Don't ask me how, but they're able to do it. Because they find a way in. One thing to be very, very conscious of, if you have multiple accounts and some accounts have more permissions than others, your kid will figure out how to get onto those other accounts. And then you won't be able to keep track of what they're doing at all. So one other thing to protect your kids is precisely that. One account for the whole family. Right. That will help a great deal.
There's nothing to be gained by having multiple accounts. There's just nothing to be gained at all.
No, just privacy, which is something that, hey, we're the parents, you're the kid, you want privacy. When you move out, you'll have plenty of it.
Well,
we make the rules.
It's got kind of a feel-good thing going on with it because it's like, okay, well, he's over here on this account, so if he does something stupid and catches a virus, I'm safe over here. Well, you need to know that's just not the case. It feels good. It sounds good. You think it would work, but it doesn't.
421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big one, MySpace.com, web browsing in general. How do you protect against that? And then we'll touch on some products that you can buy and what those products, again, need to do kind of to wrap things up. We've also got our Geek of the Week software pick and our announcements and your calls at 421-9325. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390. WFBL.
Call the Technology Geeks now at 00110100000.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Okay,
maggots. This is your Major, Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft, going to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
It is all about the Penny M's. Hey, as soon as we bring that music down.
And the Green Lantern conversation continues. You know, we should just leave the mics running during the break, and then we can just kick back for an extra 5 minutes.
Well, you know what we could actually do is for our podcast, I was thinking about that, is do, you know, we'll call it, you know, off the air, and we'll just, the podcast will run right through the commercials and everything, and we'll record.
Let me ask you this. Geeks Offline.
If you were the Green Lantern, you wanted to be a superhero, because I wouldn't be. I'd have money. I'd be in Vegas. If you were the Green Lantern, wouldn't you conjure up, like, a cool suit to protect you and stuff like that so you could
exactly
look cool?
Yeah, the only superheroes with rings that I'm ever worried about wear the rings on their pinkies and have Armani suits. Those guys you got to worry about.
Son,
they have special superpowers. They can make you disappear.
The folks at home don't know, but Gus is ready to drop gloves with us right now.
The Green Lantern's my favorite.
He's my favorite superhero.
He's no Batman.
Yeah, he's not Batman. Yeah, they haven't made a movie about him yet. No, they've already made like four movies about Batman.
They're talking about making a movie on that TV show on HBO. What's that called?
Superman.
No. There's
The Flash?
It's a reality show that's on. It's like a fake type of reality show with all the actors.
Deadwood?
No. Entourage.
Entourage, yeah.
And he's, last I knew, I don't know where they're at left off in the script, but the last thing was oh no, he's going to be Aquaman. That's what it was.
Aquaman. He can't do anything.
So the script is, what's his name in there?
He can talk to fish.
The guy
Don
did,
Knotts could do
the
that.
Guy did the guy that did Titanic is supposed to be directing it. That's why he got involved with it and stuff. And it's really goofy because when you watch it, it's like, this has got to fail. It's Aquaman. So
Aquaman. Remember that? Meanwhile. Okay, 421-9325-421-WFBL. We've been talking about what your kids are doing on the internet, instant messaging, which you're probably going to need to get rid of or find a successful way to block email, and now web browsing also. You know, MySpace.com, just go out there and browse around yourself. You don't need your kid's account or anything. Just look around there and look at the 13, 14, 12, 10, 15-year-old kids. You know, I'm a guy, so when I go look at girls and the way that they're dressed out there, mm-hmm. I get sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
It is very, very disgusting. Now, they do monitor it. They do have standards, if you can call them that, you know, but they're very, very limited.
It's very difficult to do. The place is just huge. Yeah. How are you going to monitor?
You can't monitor morale.
I even asked my son, I don't know how much this, I think I can say it. I don't know if I can say it, so carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you go out there and you look at these kids and how they're dressed, And again, they embellish their, you know, I'm 18 years old and the kid's obviously like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
All you have to do is browse around there if you want to get what I call religion. If you want to become a believer, just go out on the internet, go to myspace.com and just look around.
They'll be in there, new people, popular people, stuff like that. You'll be amazed what
you
see.
Go look around and then you'll see what's going on. And then go and insist that your kids show them your site and their friends that they have linked to
and
their site.
Keep in mind that a lot of these pictures are on there too, with the girls, for example, are shots of their chests, not completely exposed, but you know, a good bit of it. The navel is very popular now, and that's their profile picture for a lot of these kids.
Yep.
12, 13, 14 year old girls.
It will sicken you, and in fact a lot of parents are so overwhelmed by this they just can't believe it and they just look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look the other way. You know, if you got to take that computer out, take it out. But content blocking can help. We have a sponsor, Content Watch, which has an excellent product, but there are other ones, Cyber Sitter, Surf Patrol, One Tough Computer Cop, which is Bo Deedle's product, the famous Bo Deedle.
We have an actual browser replacement at Major Geeks. It's called Browster, which it replaces Internet Explorer, Firefox, and all that, and so it's integrated, and you can block a lot of things, and it will block a lot of things, and it makes it a lot harder to get around because there is no other browser.
So is that our Geek of the Week software pick?
No, I was going to do something totally different.
Okay, well, let's talk about Browster to give people just a detailed description of some of the things that they can do. So they install Browster.
Yeah, you install it over the top of your regular browsers,
mm-hmm.
and then you see it instead of Internet Explorer or Firefox, and they surf through that, and it tries to watch the content
uh-huh.
of what's going on and,
okay.
and can block things. And you can also tell it what to block. And we've actually got a couple of, I don't want to just pick one. We've got several in our browser section that monitor what website you go to. They're actual browser replacements. You get rid of IE, you get rid of Firefox, you get rid of Mozilla, and it goes over the top.
And they have content blocking.
Right. Absolutely. And it's a good way to try doing that.
Now, there are other safe, you know, family things. There are websites. Now, this is an interesting concept, and there are several companies out there that do this, where you can subscribe to their service, and they install a special Internet socket program, which what happens is all of your Internet traffic is redirected to their site. Emails, everything. You control it through the web on their servers. It doesn't even get to your computer. You tweak it the way that you want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good service. Some of them are quite expensive, but most of them are under $50 or $60 a year. It is a great service to do. I'm trying to come up with different options for people that are simpler. I would also always recommend that you try it before you buy it, because the worst thing that could happen is you try, you get motivated, you want to do this to protect your kids. It's a big effort. You go through it, and it doesn't really succeed like you had expected, or it messes up your computer, then you're not going to try it
and
again.
If you're overwhelmed and you feel, well, what am I going to do because my kid knows more about my computer than I know?
Mm-hmm.
Go buy Windows for Dummies. They're great reads. They always have been.
Oh, yeah.
Because they always, what they do is they get going, just as your mind starts to clog up, they manage to slip in a joke, and it just relaxes you. And they're a great read, just to get an understanding of how things work. It won't take you that long to read the book.
Nope.
Half hour a night before you go to bed, whatever.
But this is important, what you can do to protect your kids. Now, MySpace is just one website that is out there. There are plenty of other websites.
One just made the news locally this week. I forgot what it's called, though. It's the students from SU.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were slamming their teacher on there, and she went and called, I don't know, somebody.
Yeah.
I don't have the whole story in front of me, so I don't know, but I never heard of the site. And they said it was similar to a MySpace type of networking site.
Yeah, there's blogs out there, or what were they called in the old days, but in the very early days of the Internet?
Personal
Prodigy.
Homepage?
Well, Prodigy.
It was your homepage.
No, I mean, these were the blogs where you can, not blogs, but the...
oh, see.
Like, you have the forums, the, mm-hmm. you know... There are forums out there that your kids are all over, either at their school or that kind of stuff. You know, even if you look at their school's forums, which are monitored, you're still going to find stuff that's very objectionable.
Don't forget, when you're at MySpace.com and you're looking at a person's profile, they have a blog. You've got to click a link, and everybody has a blog that comes with MySpace. So your front page is, this is what I like, these are my friends.
Yep,
but you got to find a link that says blog. See, people can put, and a lot of people tend to put, I never liked it. I always hated blogs. People tend to put their personal thoughts in there, and I really don't care about other people's daily lives too much, so I never understood the fascination.
Keep your friends to a minimum. You never know when you're going to win the lottery.
Yep.
That's my motto.
Yeah. Well, you got half of it right.
421-9325-421-WFBL.
You're just getting it now? Yeah. He won the lottery.
Cut his mic, would you, please? He did it.
Dup. I can still yell.
Yeah, you'd need to, because we get power drips on the transmitter this show, and we have to yell out the window. You know, if you want help or additional information, go to our forums at MajorGeeks.com, or you can link over to them from the Technology Geeks, www.thetechnologygeeks.com or www.majorgeeks.com. Also, you know, give us a call. I'll give out my office number. If people need help with this, we will do it for, you know, if we can do it over the phone, we'll do it for free. If we have to come out to on site with you, we'll do it for an extremely reduced cost. I'm not trying to drum up business. People who've listened to the show know I've never done it. No, I never tried to do this.
Because you never mention like comedy shows that you're at, or
well, that's different. That's show business.
They don't pay for
show business. Geek business.
I get paid for that.
Oh.
Even when I'm not funny, which is often. Yeah, thanks. 454-5611 is Rent-A-Nerd, which is my business. 454-5611. Give me a call. You'll hear Mel's voice on the voicemail, and we will help you. We will help you for free. You hear that? Free, over the phone. And if we need to come on site, we'll do it at our cost to you so that we can get more people involved in this. I really want to try to – there's a lot of momentum for this. I want to drum up a lot of information on this. Hey, before we go out – let's do the Geek of the Week software
let's
pick,
not,
shall
let's,
we?
Let's just leave.
we really need to get like an effect, like, you know, the old pigs in space thing.
Geek of the Week. Okay. You know, make a note of that. Let's get the Green Lantern to do that voiceover for us.
Now this sounds like us on break.
This is what we do on break.
Get the Green Lantern with his ring and ask him to think about doing a promo for Geek of the Week pick.
The one I want to pick, it's in our covert ops section.
Oh.
This software is awesome. I usually try and pick freeware. This one's a 15-day trial. And it costs, I believe, $49.95.
Wow.
$39.95.
Yeah, nobody's trying to get any business here.
But it's actually, they can be bought directly from the site. We don't get paid like that. We're pretty much advertising-based. But it's called 007 Spy Software.
Oh, cool.
And it's in the covert ops section. And basically what you can do is install this on your machine, and it can monitor almost anything you want. It can monitor MSN, it can monitor AIM, it can monitor screenshots, it can take all that monitoring, it can take screenshots of what's going on your computer and email it to you at work.
Nice.
So, you know, little...
And nobody knows it's on there.
Yeah, and exactly. You can either run it stealth or you can show it's on there, but you're not going to get rid of it.
Well, there's a great program. For parents who don't know how to block all this stuff...
Right.
Here's how you block it. You tell your kids to behave themselves. You put this on your computer. Yeah. If they don't behave themselves,
fair warning.
You take it away.
And it's going to email it to you at work when they're not.
I love
you'll
that.
Have
fair warning. So a lot of these stealth programs
could
be tagged as a virus or a Trojan by your antivirus program. Consider that normal.
Right. That's normal.
Yes.
What happens is
so
any,
allow them or yeah, permit them when
permit
you install
permit them with your antivirus software, because anything stealth, your antivirus software is going to pick up on.
If I was a Green Lantern, I could get this for free.
You could.
Hey, that's it for this week. Join us again next week.
Or don't.
Tim and Jim and Mike here and Gus and the Green Lantern and Mel.
I'm thinking of an ice cream sandwich.
So long for now.
See ya.
Everybody's doing it. Get your music for nothing and your hits for free. That ain't crooked. Everybody's doing it. Let me tell you, them kids ain't dumb. They don't give a rip about their favorite singer. They just keep on ripping off their song. We got to install MP3 players. Labels bitching, losing royalties.